The following is a class on the Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter number 2, text number 26, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Das Adhikari, recorded on March 13, 2007, in Sofia, Bulgaria.
So tonight, we are diving into that nectarian ocean known as Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter number 2. Text number 67. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Indriyanam hi charatam,
Indriyanam hi charatam,
Yanmano nu vidhiyate,
Tadashyaharati pragyam,
Vayur navami vambasi. As a boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the roaming senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Unless all of the senses are engaged in the service of the Lord, even one of them engaged in sense gratification can deviate the devotee from the path of transcendental advancement, as mentioned in the life of Maharaj Ambarish. All of the senses must be engaged in Krishna consciousness, for that is the correct technique for controlling the mind. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. So, this verse is describing very nicely the danger of engaging even one of our senses with the objects of the senses. This is known as material sense gratification. It is not an easy thing to give up, because the senses are all demanding gratification. The eye says, let me see something beautiful. The ear says, let me hear something beautiful. The tongue says, let me taste something delicious. The genitals are also making their demands. So in this way, we're being bombarded by the demands of the senses. The sense desire is so dangerous if even one of those senses can take control. Our spiritual life can become completely destroyed. You don't have them here, but in Texas, where we have our base, sometimes the hurricanes come. You may have a very nice boat tied there on the dock, But that strong hurricane wind can carry that boat away and just smash it until there's nothing left of it.
Тя може да е добре вързана, но ако дойде ураган, той ще отнесе и ще размаже.
So, in this sense, the mind is also subject to being carried away by even one's it says any of the roaming senses in which the senses are compared to the wind.
Сетивата се сравняват с вятъра и те могат да отнесат ума.
A man's, just like the boat can be destroyed by a strong wind, if the sense becomes focused, any one of the senses becomes focused on a sense object, that can completely destroy your intelligence.
Както лодката може да бъде отнесена и разрушена от вятъра, по същия начин умът, интелигентността може да бъде разрушена от ако едно от сетивата.
One can realize that this is not good for me, I shouldn't do it.
Човек може да разбере, да ревизира, че това не е добре за мен и не трябва да го правя.
But if the sense becomes absorbed in attraction for that sense object,
но ако сетивото бъде погълнато в привличане към този сетивен обект,
it will overrule your intelligence, which says don't do it. The sense will say do it. The intelligence says don't, but the intelligence gets overruled.
Дори интелигентността да казва не го прави, ако сетивото каже направи го, тогава то ще надделее.
So it's a very dangerous position.
Така че това е много опасно положение.
So what is the solution? That is given by Prabhupada in the purport.
И какво е разрешението? То се дава от Шрила Прабхупада в коментара.
All of the senses have to be engaged in the service of the Lord.
Всички сетива без изключение трябва да са ангажирани в служенето на Бога.
You have to plug all the gaps.
Човек трябва да включи всички контакти.
Just like if you have a leak, just like you have a roof, if there's one hole in the roof and the rains come, the water will come in.
Или да попълни всички дупки. Например, ако имате покрив, който има дупка, оттам ще проникне вода.
So you have to plug all the holes so no water will come through when the rain comes.
Така че вие трябва да запушите всички дупки, така че да не прокапва вода по време на дъжд.
In the same way, we have to plug all the holes in our consciousness.
По същия начин ние трябва да запушим всички дупки в съзнанието си.
So there's no place where the leaky material desires can come in.
Така че да няма откъде тези материални желания да проникнат.
So how do you do that?
И как да направим това?
You have to engage the senses, Rishik, in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikena.
Вие трябва да ангажирате сетивата, Хришика, в служене на господаря на сетивата, Хришикеша.
Хришикеша. Yes, by Rishikena, Hrishikesha Sevanam. By engaging the senses in the service of the master of the senses, Rishikesha, then everything will become properly situated.
Когато сетивата са ангажирани в служене на господаря на сетивата, Хришикеша, тогава те са правилно установени.
Some people say, well, this is artificial.
Някои хора казват, че това е изкуствено.
Why you should deny your senses if they want something?
Защо трябва да отказваме на сетивата това, което те искат?
So that should be discussed. Why? Why should we deny the senses? I mean,
това трябва да бъде обсъдено. Защо?
Do we hate our senses?
Мразим ли сетивата си?
Why we deny our senses?
Защо трябва да им отказваме това, което искаме?
No, we know what is actually good thing.
Не, защото ние знаем всъщност кое е за добро.
Just like a little child may, if they had their choice, they may want to eat only ice cream and cake and nothing else.
Както едно малко дете, ако му дадете избор, то ще иска да яде само сладолети.
They may not understand they need to have vegetables and fruits and grains also.
Те може да не разбират, че трябва да се ядат също зеленчуци, плодове,
So the adult has a sufficient intelligence to know there has to be a well-balanced diet. If you eat only sweets, you'll get sick.
Един възрастен човек знае, че детето трябва да има балансирана диета, да не яде само сладки, иначе ще се разболее.
The child may be only attracted to candy and not to broccoli.
Едно дете може да е привлечено само към бомбон, а не към броколи.
But the parent knows, trains the child, no, you have to eat your broccoli and your peas. So because the adult has more intelligence and they can train the child how to live a healthy diet. So in the same way, we have to be intelligent to tell the senses what is their allotted quota and what is not.
По същия начин ние трябва да сме интелигентни и да контролираме сетивата с тяхната определен дял, който могат да приемат.
If the senses go beyond their allotted quota, that is called sense gratification.
Ако сетивата получат повече от тяхната определена дажба, това се нарича сетивно наслаждение.
And such unbridled senses can, just like wild horses, they can drag us off the edge of a cliff.
И тези необуздани сетива, подобно на диви коне, могат да ни заведат до пропаста.
If you're not in control of yourself, then you can get in a very dangerous position.
Ако човек не е себе контролиран, той може да се озове в много опасна позиция.
Just like recently in the US, there was a restaurant that was situated on the edge of a cliff.
Както наскоро в Щатите имало един ресторант, който бил разположен на ръба на една канара.
And there was the parking lot was right on the edge of the cliff.
И паркинга на ресторанта бил точно до ръба на.
So some old senior citizen who didn't have very good control of his senses, he came to park his car there.
Един възрастен гражданин, който не може да си контролира добре сетивата, отишъл да паркира там.
But instead of putting on his foot on the brake pedal, he put his foot on the gas pedal.
И вместо да натисне спирачката, той натиснал гъста.
And he jumped the guardrail and he and his wife went over the edge of the cliff. His wife was killed on impact. And he survived. I don't know what shape he's in now, but he survived the plunge. Because the senses were not well controlled, his wife had to die a very horrible death being smashed on the rocks at the bottom of the cliff. So in this way, we have to be very careful not to let the senses pull us away from the path of bhakti. Because this path is a very important path.
Защото този път е път на много важен.
This is the path that will take us back to home, back to Godhead.
Това е пътят, който ще ни отведе обратно вкъщи.
This is the path that will get us out of all varieties of suffering conditions.
Това е пътят, който ще ни преведе, ще ни избави от различни видове страдания.
You may say, but restricting my senses, that is a suffering condition.
Някой може да каже, добре, но аз да си ограничавам сетивата, това ми причинява страдания.
I want to have sex.
Искам да имам секс.
I want to eat anything and everything.
Искам да ям каквото ми попадне.
So you Hare Krishna people, you're putting me in a suffering condition.
Вие Hare Krishna хора, вие ме карате да страдам.
But that is not a very intelligent thing.
Но това не е много интелигентно.
Any good thing requires some austerity.
Всяко едно добро нещо изисква отречение.
If you want, for example, a college degree so you can earn a bigger income,
ако искате да получите университетска диплома, трябва да имате по-добър доход.
Then you have to undergo the austerity of sitting through all those boring classes.
Вие трябва да преминете през отречението да посещавате тези отекчителни лекции.
And studying all those boring textbooks.
И да изучавате тези скучни учебници.
And writing all of those boring papers.
И да пишете всички тези отекчителни курсови задачи и есета.
And sitting for all of those anxiety-ridden exams.
И да преминавате през всички тези причиняващи безпокойство и тревога изпити.
So you can make more money in the future.
За да можете в бъдеще да изкарвате повече пари.
You do some austerities now for the sake of a greater gain in the future.
Сега извършите някакво отречение в името на по-голямо благо в бъдеще.
So we will practice these austerities now, no illicit sex. No meat eating. No intoxication. And no gambling. Then we will enter into that world whose life is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss.
Така ние ще влезем в този свят, където животът е вечен, изпълнен с блаженство и знание.
Why settle for a little flickering pleasure in this material existence?
Защо да оставаме в това материално съществуване, където има минимално наслаждение?
Titillating the senses in relationship with the objects of the senses.
Което гаделичка сетивата във връзка с сетивните обекти.
When you can get the unlimited pleasure of the living being in relationship with the supreme living being.
Когато може да получите безкрайното наслаждение на живото същество във връзката му с върховното същество.
Krishna or God.
Бога Кришна.
Why give up $1,000,000 to get $1?
Защо трябва да изоставате 1 милион долара, за да получите 1 долар?
Material pleasure is like $1.
Материалното удоволствие като единия долар.
And spiritual pleasure is like $1,000,000.
Духовното удоволствие като 1 милион долара.
So why would you give up $1,000,000 to get $1? Is that intelligent?
И защо ще изоставите 1 милион долара, за да получите 1 долар? Това интелигентно ли е?
We give up that $1 worth of happiness, material pleasure, to get $1,000,000 worth of pleasure, spiritual pleasure.
Ние изоставяме този един долар материално наслаждение, за да получим милион долара духовно наслаждение.
It simply requires a little intelligence, that's all.
Всичко, което има нужда, е просто малко разум.
But what do you do if you don't have any intelligence? What then?
Какво да правим обаче, ако нямаме разум?
Then you have to take training from someone who has the intelligence.
Тогава вие трябва да се обучите от някой, който има интелигентност.
If you hear submissively from someone who has intelligence, then you will get intelligence by hearing.
Ако вие слушате смирено някой, който има интелигентност, тогава вие ще придобиете чрез слушане.
And you will realize not to waste your time with this flickering sense gratification.
И вие ще осъзнаете, че не трябва да си губите времето с това трепкащо сетивно наслаждение.
That simply you should engage everything: mind, words, anger, tongue, belly, and genitals.
Вие трябва да ангажирате просто всичко: ума, сетивата си, гнева, желанията.
In the service of Lord Shri Krishna.
Служене на Господ Шри Кришна.
The supreme, all-attractive personality of Godhead.
Върховната се привличаща божествена личност.
The lifter of Govardhan Hill, Giridhari.
Giridhari, този, който е повдигнал хълма Говардан.
The one who dances the Rasa dance with the gopis.
Този, който танцува танца Раса с гопите.
The one who kills the Agasura demon by walking into his mouth and then expanding himself.
Този, който бил демона Агасура, когато влезе в устата му и след това експандирал.
The one who bifurcates the beaks of that Bakasura demon.
Този, който разчекнал клюна на демона Бакасура.
The one that brings that Trinavarta demon crashing to the ground.
Този, който накарал демона Тринаварта да се свлече на земята.
The one did an amazing wrestling job in the arena of Kamsa.
Този, който участвал в един невероятен мач по борба на арената на Камса.
Grabbing that rascal and throwing him on the ground, sitting on his chest and pounding him until he was dead.
Хващайки този негодник, завличайки го на арената и хващайки го за врати и го бил до като го умъртвил.
You know something?
Знаете ли?
Krishna is amazing. He's absolutely amazing. He was just a little kid. And he was killing these huge, powerful
rakshasas.
The cowherd boys were absolutely amazed. Their boyfriend, Krishna, what an amazing little boy he was.
Пастирчетата били абсолютно удивени какво техните приятелчи Кришна.
They would go playing every day in the forest with him.
Те ходили всеки ден в гората да си играят с него.
And these huge demons would come.
И тогава се появявали тези огромни демони.
And they would watch Krishna smash these demons.
И пастирчетата наблюдавали как Кришна просто ги размазвал от тия древа.
And they would go home and they would tell their mother.
И след това ходили вкъщи и казвали на майките си.
Mataji, Mataji. You know what happened today?
Mataji, знаеш какво стана днес?
We were in Govardhan Forest.
Бяхме в гората на Говардан.
And Mataji, this big demon came.
Тогава дойде този огромен демон.
And Krishna killed him.
И Кришна го уби.
They say, yes, yes, we know you little boys, you make up so many stories. So this Krishna is a very amazing person. There's nobody is more amazing than Krishna. And he has a special lila waiting just for you to have with him. You simply have to purify your heart of all these lusty, angry, greedy, nasty, yucky desires.
Вие просто трябва да пречистите сърцата си всички тези похотливи, гневни, отвратителни материални желания.
And have one desire and one desire only.
И да ви остане едно единствено желание.
Do you know what is that desire? That desire to love Krishna.
Това е желанието да обичате Кришна.
Ананяшчинтаянто мам ye jana paryupasate tesham nichabhiyuktanam yogachemam vahamyaham. You know the Sanskrit? Krishna says, for those who worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating on my transcendental
form,
I preserve what they have, and I carry what they lack. Krishna gives everything to those who give everything to Krishna. Don't be like a businessman when you approach Krishna. You see, in business dealings, we try to give as little as possible and get as much as possible. If we are merchant, we try to buy the product at the cheapest possible price and sell it at the highest possible price.
Ако сме търговци, ние се опитаме да купим стоката на най-ниската възможна цена и да я продадем на най-високата.
In business, that is our end.
В бизнеса това е позволено.
Even in our book distribution, we try to get the cheapest price for printing the book and the highest price for selling the book.
Дори в нашата книга разпространение се опитваме на най-ниски цени да отпечатаме книгите и да ги продаваме на най-високи.
And that is our right, that is business.
И това е правилно, защото това е бизнес.
But when you approach Krishna, don't be like a businessman. That I want to give as little as possible to Krishna and get as much as possible out of Krishna. Do not do like this. When you approach Krishna, you must give everything to Krishna.
Когато се обърнете към Кришна, вие трябва да му дадете всичко.
Krishna is not so much interested to see how much you are giving him.
Кришна не се интересува толкова да види колко му давате.
As he is interested to see how much you are holding back.
По-скоро той се интересува да види колко задържате.
How much you're keeping hidden somewhere you're not giving to him.
Колко си криете някъде и не му го давате.
That's what he notices. Oh, just see how much he's not giving. There should be no hidden Swiss bank accounts. That you're giving everything to Krishna, honestly giving everything you have to Krishna. Mind, body and soul, intelligence, bank balance, house, wife, children, husband, everything you have, your talents, your abilities, everything for Krishna, nothing held back.
всичко трябва да давате на Кришна и нищо да не задържате. Ума, тялото си, дома, семейството, банковата сметка, всичко, което...
If you do like that, then Krishna will give himself completely to you.
И ако вие направите това, тогава Кришна сам ще ви се...
Whatever you need, he will personally bring it to you.
Всичко, от което имате нужда, той лично ще ви го достави.
Whatever you're engaging in his service, he will personally protect it for you.
Всичко, което ангажирате в негово служене, той лично ще го закриля.
You will have no anxieties.
Вие няма да имате никакви безпокойства.
If you give yourself 100% to Krishna.
Ако на 100% се предадете на Кришна.
So this we must do if we're intelligent.
Ако сме интелигентни, трябва да постъпим така.
If we have any brains at all,
ако изобщо имаме някакъв мозък,
we will fully surrender to Krishna.
Ще се отдадем изцяло, напълно на Кришна.
And if we do not surrender to Krishna,
и ако не направим това, ако не се отдадем на Кришна,
you know what it means?
Знаете ли какво значи това?
It means that up here in your skull, you know what you have?
Тук горе в черепа си, знаете ли какво имате?
Cow dung.
Кравешката.
Yeah. If we don't surrender to Krishna, it means we do not have brain.
Ако не се отдадем на Кришна, това означава, че ние нямаме мозък.
We have a cranium full of cow dung, that's all.
Имаме един череп пълен с кравешката.
Alpa medasa, meager intelligence.
Alpa medasa, което означава много мижава интелигентност.
So, let us not remain fools and rascals.
Така нека не оставаме глупаци и негодници.
Stubbornly refusing to surrender to Krishna. Let us awaken that Krishna bhakti within the heart and relish the sweetest nectar at every minute. Why suffer unnecessarily in this material existence? Let me ask you one question. Does anybody here in this room tonight like to suffer?
Има ли някой тук в тази стая, тази вечер, който да обича да страда?
Be honest now.
Бъдете честни сега.
Does anyone here enjoy suffering?
Има ли някой тук, който се наслаждава на страданието?
I don't see any hands going up.
Не виждам ръце да се дигат.
I don't see anyone's hand going up. There's nobody here that enjoys suffering. So, since we don't want to suffer, we should live our life in such a way that we become completely free from all suffering. Isn't that common sense? If you don't want to suffer, then live your life and suffer with such a way you don't have to suffer.
Ако не искате да страдате, живеете живот си по начин.
That's just plain ordinary common sense.
Това е прост обикновен разум. Здрав разум.
So that's what Krishna consciousness is.
И ето това е Кришна съзнание.
Krishna, if someone asks you, what is Krishna consciousness?
Ако някой ви попита, що е това Кришна съзнание?
You can tell them that Krishna consciousness means to live your life in such a way that you become completely free from all suffering.
Вие може да му кажете, че Кришна съзнание означава така да живееш живота си, че напълно да се освободиш от всички страдания.
That is Krishna consciousness.
Това е Кришна съзнание.
But what if someone says, I tried your Krishna consciousness.
Какво ако някой каже, аз опитах вашето Кришна съзнание.
But I was still suffering.
Но обаче аз все още страдам.
What does that mean?
Какво значи това?
That means they didn't really try Krishna consciousness.
Което всъщност значи, че те наистина не са опитали Кришна съзнание.
It means they never really understood what is Krishna consciousness.
Което значи, че те никога не са разбрали точно какво значи Кришна съзнание.
We see that sometimes somebody comes to live in the temple.
Понякога виждаме хора идват да живеят в храма.
And they feel miserable.
И страдат, чувстват се нещо.
And they go away.
И си тръгват след това.
It means they never really entered into the state of consciousness known as Krishna consciousness.
Което значи, че те никога не са влезли в това съзнание, известно като Кришна съзнание.
I have proof.
Аз имам доказателство за това.
Prabhupada told, and told us in America this. He said, you cannot find, this was in the old days before we started calling him Prabhupada. We used to call him Swamiji. So he said, you cannot find any point where you can say Swamiji. This point is troublesome. Prabhupada said, you cannot find anything about this Krishna consciousness that you can say, Swamiji, this is troublesome.
Prabhupada каза, не може да намерите нищо за Кришна съзнание, което да кажете, Swamiji, това е трудно.
Prabhupada said, it is simply recreation.
Това е просто един отдих.
Сусукам. Сусукам, yes. Susukam, sukam means happiness, and susukam means very, very happy.
Sukam означава щастие, а susukam означава много, много щастлив.
So, if we're thinking it is unhappy thing,
ако си мислиме, че това е нещо трудно и нещастно,
that means we have not understood what is Krishna consciousness.
Това значи, че ние не сме разбрали точно какво е Кришна съзнание.
And I ask you this now.
И сега ще ви попитам това.
If you don't understand what is Krishna consciousness,
ако не разбирате какво е Кришна съзнание,
is it possible to practice it?
Възможно ли е това да се практикува, ако не го разбирате?
If you don't know what it is it possible to practice it?
Ако не знаете какво е, възможно ли е да го практикувате?
Of course not.
Разбира се, че не.
If you don't know how to drive a car, is it possible to drive it?
Ако не знаете как се шофира, възможно ли е да карате кола?
Is it? So, if someone is lacking in the proper understanding of what is Krishna consciousness,
ако някому липсва правилното разбиране за това какво е Кришна съзнание,
they will not be able to taste the nectar.
Те няма да могат да вкусят от нектара.
They may come for some time and make a show of being a devotee.
Ще идват известно време, ще правят шоу, че са правилно отдадени.
But then they will go away.
Но след това отново ще си тръгнат.
Instead of finding fault with themselves, they'll find fault with the process. Because of pride. So, we should not be proud. We should take to an understanding of what is Krishna consciousness. We should humble ourselves to hear submissively from the bona fide spiritual master. So we can actually understand what is the real meaning of Krishna consciousness. And then by putting that understanding into practical action, we will taste the sweetest nectar, and we will never find anything to be troublesome about this Krishna consciousness or the Krishna consciousness movement.
Тогава няма да намерим нищо, което е проблемно с Кришна съзнание или движението за Кришна съзнание.
Would you like to be in a state of samadhi 24 hours a day?
Не бихте ли искали да бъдете в състояние на самади 24 часа на ден?
Yes. You would like? Yes. You would like?
Yes.
Yes. So, how to do that? You simply have to properly understand what is Krishna consciousness and then put that understanding into practice. It's a simple thing. Understand and implement. Is there any difficulty? Understand and implement. It's such a simple thing. It's a little two-step operation. Understand, implement.
Много проста операция, само две стъпки.
All you have to do is understand what is Krishna consciousness and then put it into practice. And you do that, I guarantee you, you will never experience an anxiety ever again. Any sort of anxiety.
Ако направите това, аз ви гарантирам, че никога няма да изпитате никакъв вид безпокойство.
You become 100% a Vaikuntha man or a Vaikuntha woman. Simply understand what is Krishna consciousness and apply that understanding. But what do you do if you don't understand it?
Какво да правите обаче, ако не разбирате?
Is it hopeless?
Няма ли надежда никаква?
You have to suffer in the cycle of birth and death?
И трябва да страдате в цикъла на раждането и смъртта?
No, it's not hopeless.
Не е безнадежно.
Krishna says, Tadvadi pranipatena pariprashnena sevaya upadekshanti de gyanam gyaninas tatvadarshina. You know the Sanskrit.
No?
Just try to get that proper understanding by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively. Render service unto him. The self-realized souls can impart that understanding unto you because they have seen the truth. So if you don't understand, you simply inquire from Guru, that's all. Simple thing. And if after inquiring you still don't understand, then what do you do? If after inquiring you still don't understand, then what do you do? Who can say? Who can answer this question?
Yes.
Yes, perfect answer. Very good. You keep inquiring. You pester the spiritual master with one question after another and after another until finally you get your understanding. It's his duty to give you that understanding.
Трябва да продължавате да питате отново и отново и отново, докато не получите това разбиране, защото дълг на духовния учител е да ви предаде правилното разбиране.
I used to write so many letters to Prabhupada because I wasn't clear in my understanding.
Аз пишех толкова много писма на Прабхупад, защото не ми беше ясно.
What did Prabhupada tell me? He said, it's my duty to answer to your full satisfaction.
Прабхупад ми писа, мой дълг е да отговоря до пълното ти удовлетворение.
The spiritual master's duty, everyone has a service in ISKCON, right? It's the spiritual master's duty to make sure that everyone has a perfect understanding of the philosophy. Doesn't matter how many questions you have. I remember when I landed in Helsinki the first time. There was one bhaktan. This is like 11 o'clock at night. We had a greeting ceremony at one house owner's apartment. This bhaktan pulled out a huge list of questions. Maybe 25, I don't remember. It was a huge, long list. And I very patiently went from one question to the next question, on and on and on. Time was no object. And I told her, I said, I've never forgotten, usually they greet me with a garland of flowers. But you have greeted me with a garland of questions. Actually, she became my disciple. A Haituki Bhakti Devi Dasi. So, this is very nice. You should inquire until your intelligence is completely satisfied. And then with that perfect understanding, you can then perfectly absorb yourself in Krishna consciousness and live a life which is 100% free from anxieties. This process does work if you understand it and you apply it. So, now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
Sanchan, че трябва да се отдадем веднага на момента, на минутата, да, веднага да изпаднем от една желание, смисъл така, кой настроение било. Обаче, от друга страна, не е твърде така, имам пред да го практикуваме, да го проповядваме това нещо на хората. Не знам, те готови ли се да чуят за нещо толкова рязко? Няма ли по-мек начин да го обясням?
You stressed very much that we should surrender, give up all material desires as soon as possible, even now, if we can. So she is asking if this kind of preaching, is it not too, for example, if you preach to other people, is it not too harsh, I mean, to ask them to give up everything immediately and surrender?
I am talking to you. I'm not talking to someone else. When I talk to you, Guru Bhakti, I will talk in a certain way. You see? When I talk to someone else, I will talk in a different way. Preaching is not stereotyped. When I talk to you, I talk very heavy. Because you're tough, you can take it. Next question. Yeah.
Аз много обичам вашия рекламен президент, но ако му давам на всичките малко пари, които ги давам, не съм сигурен, че той ще ги даде на жена.
You said that one should give everything to Krishna, including his bank balance, all the money. And he said there is one of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, he used to give everything to Lord Chaitanya, and then Lord Chaitanya gave something to his wife so that she can to maintain.
That was Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. But yes, this is, yes. Actually, the position of full surrender is like that. The disciple should be willing to give anything and everything to Guru Maharaj. Just like in the Vedic times, the Guru Maharaj would come to the king's palace.
Guru Maharaj идва в двореца на царя.
And the king, he would get off the throne.
Тогава царя става от трона.
And he would have his Gurudev sit on the throne.
И дава на своя Gurudev да седне на трона.
And he would say, now I offer you the entire kingdom.
И му казва, сега цялото царство е твое.
And the Guru would say, yes, I accept it, but now I give it back to you, you manage it on my behalf.
И той казва, добре, аз го приемам, но сега ти го връщам и ти го управлявай от мое име.
And he would go back to the forest.
И се връща в гората.
So in this way, you should feel that everything belongs to your spiritual master.
И така ти трябва да чувстваш, че всичко принадлежи на духовния ти учител.
This is Krishna consciousness.
Това е Кришна съзнание.
This is our philosophy.
И това е нашата философия.
That everything belongs to Krishna and his representative, the spiritual master. So, it's all theirs, and I simply am managing it on their behalf, that's all.
Всичко това е нашата философия, всичко принадлежи на Кришна и неговия представител, духовният учител. И това, което аз правя, че ги управлявам тези неща от тяхно име.
That is called liberation.
Това се нарича освобождение.
The spiritual master may say, no, you keep that, just like our Chitsukananda Prabhu, our God brother. He wanted to give so much money to Prabhupada.
Както нашия духовен брат Чицукананда иска да даде много пари на Шрила Прабхупада.
Prabhupada told him to keep it. Because he trusted that he was spending it in a Krishna conscious way. His mood, he wanted to give all of his money, even though he was a householder, he wanted to give all of his money to Srila
Prabhupada.
And then Prabhupada said, no, you keep it, you're spending it in a Krishna conscious way.
Но Прабхупад му казал, не, задръж ги, ти ще ги използваш по Кришна съзнат начин.
So that mood of wanting to give everything, that is the proper mood.
И това настроение, желание да се даде всичко, това е правилното настроение.
Even if my spiritual master says, no, you keep it and spend it properly in Krishna's service. But still, the disciple, he thinks, no, everything should be given to Guru Maharaj.
Дори духовният учител да каже, не, задръж ги и използвай по Кришна съзнат начин, ученикът трябва да има настроение, че всичко да отдава на духовния учител.
Next question.
Един въпрос. Последния път сега качава, колко да го спращахме на аерогарата и тогава нали самолета закъсня. И отидох с него, нали, той искаше да спре презервация на билета. Тогава един... Тогава влезе един човек, който беше на чужденец и беше разтревожен, защото той също трябваше да спре на самолета. И тогава той му каза, нали, сей Хари Кришна. И той каза, Хари Кришна. И просто, нали, той му проповяда по този начин. И след това дойде някакъв друг и на него не му каза това. Просто как усети, например, че този човек, нали, е склонен да приеме за момента.
Last time he was driving you to the airport, your last time when you were here, and it happened that your flight was late, so you had to make another reservation. And then one man came there, and he also missed his flight, so he was very worried. And you told him to say Hare Krishna. But then another man came, and he was also worried. But you haven't told him to say Hare Krishna. So he's asking why was this different attitude?
It's just compared in the light of the Bhagavad by Srila
Prabhupada.
And that just as the rivers flow during the rainy season. And they are dry during the dry season. Sometimes the great reformers speak and sometimes they do not speak. It is called time, place and circumstance. Next question. Yeah. You're next.
What is the origin of the speculations on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness and what is the consequences?
The origin of speculation on the philosophy of Krishna consciousness is pride.
Происхода на спекулациите върху философията на Кришна съзнание е гордостта.
Then why should I accept the version of the acharyas?
Защо да приемам това, което казват ачарии?
I will ignore their purports and I will study the scripture without their purport and I will come up with my own conclusion.
Аз ще пренебрегна техните коментари, ще изучавам писанията без тях и ще стигна до свои изводи.
That is pride.
Това се нарича гордост.
And the consequence is that they will go down to the animal kingdom.
А последствията от това са, че човек слиза в животинското царство.
Such proud mental speculators will not take birth again as human beings.
Такива горди умствени спекулатори няма да се родят отново като човешки същества.
They won't be able to speculate in their next lifetime.
С други думи, следващия си живот те няма да могат да спекулират.
Next question. Yes.
Мисля, че за бъдеще ще трябва да живея просто сам, без преодаляване около мен. Или поне в една част от времето. Нещо не касава.
So he thinks that in the future he would have to live without the devotees association.
In the future,
he will have to live without the association of devotees. So okay. If you can advise him something in this connection, if you can give him advice.
Yes, you have to always live with the devotees. You can't physically live with them. You have to live with them within your heart. Actually, you have to preach in your neighborhood and make your whole neighborhood into devotees. Srila Prabhupada said, if you're living in a neighborhood, you should become the guru of that neighborhood. I'm making them all into devotees. So my instruction to you is, you must make everyone in your community into a devotee. That is my order to you. And then there will be a big spiritual Hare Krishna community there, and you will be the Siksha Guru for all of the people. So, I think our time is almost up. All right.
Обаче, когато вземам Бога, нали, това не се оценява и трябва да ходя допълнително да работя, за да си плащам прасада. Сега, тогава за каква кооперация да става въпрос? Може да става въпрос.
Many spiritual masters are talking about cooperation between devotees. But he is asking what kind of cooperation is this when he has a opportunity to bring a lot of boga to be offered for prasadam, but then this is not appreciated, so then he has to work something else to get his prasadam.
He has to do what?
Ти трябва да работиш нещо друго, за да получиш прасадам.
Точно така. В смисъл,
he has to work something else to get prasadam here.
Work something else?
Yes, to work something else. He has an opportunity to bring a huge quantity of boga.
Yes.
But someone is refused or he's not appreciated.
Имам и продължение. В смисъл, това е много по-ценно да взема примерно една кола с прасадам, отколкото да фърла там 2, 3 или 5 лева за...
So why don't you also agree to help cut the vegetables? Are you able to cut? No, you're handicapped. Can you cut vegetables? Are you able to cut vegetables? Yes or no?
Yes.
You can cut vegetables. Okay. Are you, when you bring the boga, are you also willing to help cut the vegetables?
Sometimes.
Why only sometimes? Why not be ready all the time to help cut the vegetables? Because it takes a lot of work to cut up all the vegetables. You see my point? Why not be more willing to do more service? To make it, because there may just be one devotee here at the time, and he has so many services. Why don't you agree to help cook all the help cook all the, that boga that you bring. Here's the point I'm making. If you want others to be more cooperative, there's an easy way to make others more cooperative. And the secret is you be more cooperative. And they'll be inspired by your example. That's a simple thing. You be the acharya. Yad yadatarachi shrestas tattareve tarojanatsa yad pramanam kurute lokastadanavartate. Whatever standard the great man sets by exemplary acts, all the world pursues.
ти бъди ачарията, като този стих се казва, каквото една велика личност направи със своето поведение, целият свят го следва.
So you become more and more cooperative.
Така че ти стани по склонен да се кооперираш.
And then you'll be amazed at how you create a whole cooperation revolution here in Sofia.
Бъдеш удивен, като видиш как си създава една кооперативна.
You become the ideal acharya of cooperation.
Революция в София, ти ще станеш идеалният ачария по коопериране.
And the whole yatra will follow you.
И цялата ятра ще те следва.
That's it. Thank you very much. You want, all right. I'll cooperate. I'll answer this one too.
Може да искам да кажа, че за да мога да взема това количество пресадан, примерно, това ми изразходва много психическа енергия, защото трябва да убедя хората по подходящ начин, за да могат да дадат с удоволствие. И после нямам сила по принцип
да помагаш.
Да работя повече.
He says that in order to get this boga from the people for free, it takes a lot of mental energy to persuade the persons to give them the boga. So then after that he has no energy left to work to do some other service.
Then you have to increase the quality of your rounds.
Тогава ти трябва да подобриш качеството на своите кръгове.
If your japa is strong, the preaching will not drain your mental energy.
Ако джапата ти е силна, тогава проповядването няма да ти изцежда умствено.
If your mind is drained by preaching, that means your japa is not strong.
Ако умът ти е изтощен от проповядване, това означава, че джапата ти не е добра.
If your japa is strong, the more you preach, the more you will get mental energy.
Ако джапата ти е силна, колкото повече проповядаш, толкова повече умствена енергия ще придобиваш.
Thank you very much. Raja Vidya Srimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.